It is 7:51 on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I am Stevie J, Mike Ditka, and Brother Johnny. All right, to politics. They say Barack Obama obviously is in a position to win re-election. However, advisors say, of course, they probably say it every time to donors, we got to have your money or he's going to have a heck of a chance to get beat in 2012. I mean, it's awfully early to be talking about it, but there are going to be people announcing here in the coming months running against the incumbent, which is always tough, isn't it?
Sure, he's got his tough road to hoe with the economy. If it comes up a little bit, he'll be better off, and that's just how it works. The Americans have been very tolerant of their incumbents, but George H.W. Bush didn't make it, and Jimmy Carter didn't make it, so you can't take it for granted.
Well, it really, a lot depends on whether people think the change that we got is what we needed or wanted. I'm still amazed about that when people advocate and promote and campaign on change, but they never explain changing from what to what. So that's what bothers me. Well, you know, and we go with this BIOB to blame it on Bush, but it could be BIOOB. So they blame it on Obama now. So I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, and it's a thankless job, guys. It's a tough job.
That's a tough job. And what's interesting, Steve, there was a huge number of that middle vote. We're calling them independents. And I don't know how many of those he's lost for good, no matter how much money they spend. And I don't know that we're going to find out until the election. But that's what put him in the end. And I have seen a lot of comments about folks who voted for him, and they're not planning to vote for him again. But,
yeah,
you know, that's 2 years from now, and that could change,
we'll
too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, yeah. Well, right now I think there's more important things. You worry about. I'm not worried about who's in power in 2 years. I'm worried about where we're going to be in 2 years,
yeah,
economically, financially. Are we doing the right things? You know, we've backtracked on basically so many things. We're going to close Guantanamo. No, we're not going to close. You know, people have these rash flip decisions, and all of a sudden you realize after you make the decision, well, that's not a good decision. We got to change that back.
Yeah.
So, you know, contradict yourself. I think the worst thing you can do as a leader is contradict yourself. And when you keep contradicting yourself, people say, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah, lose a little confidence. Yeah. Lose some confidence.
Well, and I think, too, an interesting comment that he made saying it would be far easier to be the president of China. He said that.
Well, I don't know about that. It's hard to be president of the United States. I do know that.
It doesn't matter if it would be easier. The greatest and most prestigious job on earth is the president of the United States of America, the greatest country in the free world. Now, if he doesn't understand that, then he doesn't understand. He didn't get it.
No. All right, a story about this baby in Canada. They wanted to pull the baby off of life support because it's a nationalized health care up there, and they said there's no chance, and the father and mother said no. And then Priests for Life have rescued this baby, and the baby is now in the U.S. on life support, and the baby keeps living. That's one of those issues where people said, well, when we get our own nationalized health care, the government's going to make decisions like that as well.
Well, it takes away a chance for a miracle, and we all have hope, and we all have prayer, and we all see miracles. So, if the parents were against that, then I support them staying with there with hope. That gets to a lot of other issues, Steve. But one of the things that scares us about national health care is just that it takes them away from us, and we don't feel like the government should have the right to make that call. And so that's one of the issues.
Well, that's crazy. It's you know, you have religions that don't let their children go to doctors. They end up dying because they don't believe in them. There's a lot of things. It gets crazy after a while. You're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I would feel if it was my child. But I believe what they're saying, and I don't know, is there any hope for the child to live at all?
I mean, live
a normal life.
I don't know. Again, I think it's a miracle, aren't we, Johnny? I think it's pretty much life support at this point. But
probably, and of course, that's what the medical opinion is. But we all know they've been wrong, and so it's a hard call. But Steve, over the break, I wanted to tell you, Steve, over the break, Mike and I were talking about a great guy named Danny Werfel.
Yeah.
He won the Heisman Trophy at Florida. Mike Ditka coached him here in New Orleans, and I think he played a little at Green Bay too. But he's coming up to Champaign tonight and giving a talk for the FCA
Fellowship Christian Athletes. And you did have him in New Orleans for the Saints, didn't you, Mike?
I did. I didn't have a good enough team around him. And I told John in the break that I would take him again. I think you can't coach character. You can't coach leadership. You can't coach the qualities that he has. He's a great faith-driven individual. And, you know, what he's doing, and he's molding and helping young lives make young people make the right decisions in life. FCA is a way to do that. And it's called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And if that offends somebody, they ought to turn off the radio. But that's what I believe. I mean, I'm just telling you that there's good and bad in the world. What Danny Wolf was all about is the good. And he's not only about good, but he's about making other people good and making people understand that there is a better way to live and there is a right way to live. And that's what he's trying to teach these young people.
And he had that moment in New Orleans, Johnny. Remember the helmet got turned around to where his eyes were actually coming out the ear hole. I'd never seen that before. It was awful.
Well, he thought he had. He'll tell that story tonight, I'll bet. And he couldn't. It was all dark, so he thought he'd lost his vision. And he said that moment he started to think, you know, I don't know. And he played a couple more years after that, but he started to think, you know, there's a lot of things in life more important than a game. And he was, I think at 30 years old, he decided he wanted to do the ministry instead of the NFL. And, Mike, he could have stayed on the sidelines at least as a backup quarterback for a lot longer.
I don't think there's any question about it. I think it also, as much knowledge as he had and the fact that he had good experience in playing under a great coach at Florida, he thought he could have been an assistant coach.
Absolutely. I think as a quarterback, even if you're not starting, when you have a guy like Danny Werfel in the locker room, it helps your team. There's no doubt about it.
What a quality guy. Hey, you're going to bring him out in the morning, aren't you, Johnny? Danny Werfel right here on the radio.
That's right. We'll talk in the morning, I suppose. That's correct.
Mike, we'll track this NCAA stuff, the NFL stuff. We'll get back together on Friday morning. Always a pleasure, Mike and Johnny. Thank you so much, as always.
All right, guys. God bless
you. Thank you, guys.
Bless you. Alrighty. Talk to you soon. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, Fridays, Mondays, for every week, twice a week, 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning, right here on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.